right now, we got to talk about the battle over taxes in the Washington State Legislature. A bunch of state employees showed up at Governor Ferguson's door at the Olympia Capitol campus yesterday. They were chanting, they were marching, they were demonstrating. I guess, what, did they call in for a sick day of work yesterday? Why weren't they working when this happened? I don't, that's okay, that's a whole other separate issue, but here's how it sounded. Tax the rich, no cuts, no furloughs. The cuts and furloughs kind of respond to Governor Ferguson's idea to furlough state employees one day a month so that they could save, I think it was $4 billion, if my recollection on the math is correct. Republican State Senator Keith Wagner is joining us here on the morning ride from Skagit County. He lives in Cedro Woolley, represents that area of Cedro Woolley and Skagit County. And Senator Wagner, you've been at the forefront of this battle over the Senate bill that would raise the property taxes. And the Republicans had a big press conference about this yesterday. Where do things stand right now? Is this going to pass the House and the Senate and then potentially get vetoed by Governor Ferguson? How do you see this shaking out?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you played the sound of all the angry people yesterday. If they had paused for a second, I would have yelled out to them, check out the Republicans' proposed budget, because there's no furloughs in that. And they do a whole lot better than they would do under the Democrats' budget. But yeah, to the big tax, and the press conference that we had yesterday was dealing specifically with their scheme to remove the cap entirely on your property tax. So right now, the 1% cap that's been in place for a long, long time that the people put in by initiative initially was overturned by a judge, and then in a bipartisan effort, it was reinstated. That's been in effect for decades. And this year, because their budget is so bloated and so poorly written, they want to take that away and link it to, of all things that are unpredictable and usually going up, inflation plus a population growth factor, which I'm not exactly sure how that math goes in, but it's inflation plus, not inflation minus. So you can imagine what that means to property owners, to renters across this state.
And that's what's instructive about any property tax increase. And I reside in the city of Seattle. I'm in North Seattle. And Seattle voters will never say no to a property tax, no matter how convoluted it is, no matter how pork barrel laden and fat it is. And then everyone in Seattle turns around and goes, wow, it is so expensive to live in Seattle. Why is it so expensive to live in Seattle? Because every time you decide to raise your property tax, the less money you have because you're paying higher rent, higher mortgage rates, higher mortgage price, that's money that's basically coming out of your wallet, your paycheck, and that's fewer dollars that you have to pay your other basic expenses. And I don't understand why Seattle voters in particular, but King County voters are guilty of this as well, that they just cannot connect these dots and that they need to say no to some of these property taxes and hold the line on taxes.
Well, the bad thing about this proposal, Senate Bill 5798, is they wouldn't even get a chance to say no because the power is vested. It's what they call councilmanic power. So either the county or the municipality, the city government, could just do this. They could just impose the increase. And, you know, this year we're looking at almost 4%, so 400% increase over what you would normally see. But look at 2023, when inflation was 10.05%.
That would be
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that would be crushing if the majority Democrats in the Olympia legislature allowed that to happen. And it shows you that they just have no understanding of how economics works. I mean, everyone's crying foul about how bad housing affordability is and the cost of living is, and they just have no connection to reality about how bad it could get based on the proposals they're putting forward.
Yeah. And the other thing to remember about this isn't something that goes up or down. It's compounding interest. So if it goes up 4% this year and next year it's another 4%, that's 8% in 2 years. That's unbelievable. And it never goes down. It builds on what's been imposed before. The people never get a vote on this. And the only way they get a vote on it is if they put somebody new in office. That takes a whole lot of time.
Yeah. And maybe another way to illustrate this is that there's no talk whatsoever from the majority Democrats, is there, unless maybe I missed something, about, well, if we are going to increase the property tax, we're going to reduce this tax here, we're going to reduce that tax there. There hasn't been any talk of that, has there?
Well, in fact, there has, but there's a whole lot of trust involved in that. There's a proposal to reduce sales tax by 0.5% 2 years from now.
Oh, okay.
So
down the road,
which gives
in the
legislature
future.
Plenty of time to either renege on that or change it. And, you know, all this session, as our Republican budget was rolled out, by the way, 3 weeks in advance of the Democrats' budget, so that they could look at our good ideas and borrow from them. They have not done so. And it's just kind of crazy. We're saying, here's a better way. Right. It doesn't raise any taxes. It preserves all the services. And some of those people you heard screaming would do much better under our proposal. Yeah. We're offering a $5,000 bonus, which is much better than what they get under the proposal where they go on furlough.
Okay, right. The Ferguson proposal.
Right. Under the Ferguson proposal, they actually go backwards. They get 5% over 2 years under that proposal. In the first year, they take 3% off, so they lose. And then the second year, they break even and get nothing. Our proposal, which really makes sense because it's less regressive, more progressive, gives $2,500 bonus in each of those years. So they're $5,000 ahead, which means anybody who's making less than $8,000 actually does better. I'm sorry, $80,000 does better under our proposal. And we don't break the bank. We don't raid the rainy day fund. And we don't increase all the fees. There's taxes in their fees that are all increased under the current Democrats' proposals. But it doesn't matter if it's a fee or a tax. It's coming out of the same pocket.
Talking with State Senator, Republican from Cedro Woolley, Keith Wagner, here on The Morning Ride with me, your host, Phil Vandervoort. And the property tax bill in the Olympia legislature is Senate Bill 5798. This is a bill yesterday on the show here. I was suggesting people, if they were opposed to this idea of pulling off the limitations on how fast property taxes can rise, they needed to call the state legislature and notify their lawmakers in the Olympia legislature to vote no on Senate Bill 5798. So that's the bill number you'll want to know, you'll want to hold on to, Senate Bill 5798. And for those of us that have just a modicum of common sense and fiscal understanding, financial understanding, it's easy for us to look at this and go, wow, this is so ridiculous to try and lift property taxes to this extent. But this has a lot of traction in the Olympia legislature. How do we get to this point where Democrats are pushing something so radical related to the fundamental cost of living in the state of Washington?
Well, their inability to say no and on budgets. Yeah. And also to read the tea leaves, Republicans have been saying for the last 3 years, this is unsustainable. It's unsustainable, unsustainable. And it doesn't do me any good to say we told you so, but we did tell them so that this day was coming. And now that it's here, the only solution they seem to have is higher taxes, new taxes, increased fees on everything from your Discover Pass, your hunting and fishing licenses, recording fees, a property tax, the proposed wealth tax. Yeah. All they understand, apparently, is how to increase taxes, not how to spend responsibly, which is our approach to the budget.
Now, next Tuesday, there's going to be a call for people that are against all of these, this litany of property tax proposals that the majority Democrats in the Washington legislature are making. And it's essentially going to be billed as a property tax protest. But I think there are going to be people there that are happy to protest this whole slew of insane tax hikes that the majority Democrats are trying to push. It's going to be Thursday, April 15th. It's going to happen at 5 o'clock at the Capitol steps, the Olympia campus. Let's Go Washington, that helped coordinate the statewide initiatives here from the last year or so, is going to help coordinate the property tax protest next Tuesday at the Capitol steps in Olympia. What are you expecting to happen with that, Senator Wagner?
Well, I'm certainly in favor of everybody coming and voicing their opinion, because that's their right and that's people's house. We heard from union members yesterday. You played that early on in the show.
Yeah, the clip of the state workers that are upset and demanding to tax the rich.
Well, that's an interesting approach. I don't think it's a great approach, but they're free to state their opinion. And I think our folks from Let's Go Washington should be free to state theirs as well. So I say, everybody, come on down. We'd love to hear from you. And I would add that people have already voiced their discontent with this. We had over 40,000 people, a record by miles, sign in con on this bill. 40,000. I've never seen anything like it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are mad, and they have a right to be mad. People are being taxed out of their homes. We've got folks on fixed income, elderly widows and widowers who are doing everything they can to stay housed in a state where we know we've got a housing problem. We know we've got a homelessness problem. Yeah. We should be doing everything we can to make sure people can remain in their homes. And this goes exactly the opposite way.
Sure would.
So for folks who have time, I know a lot of our folks actually have jobs and things.
So, Senator, I got to ask, because you brought up that number of 40,000-something people that signed in against this property tax increase hike, and the difference between a 1% lid on property tax increases. They want to lift it to a 3% increase on property tax, on the rate that your property is taxed. So how many people do need to step forward at the Olympia legislature that would get the attention of majority Democrats to make them go, okay, obviously no one likes this. We're the party that's always saying we're the champions of democracy. Clearly, there's an overwhelming amount of people. I mean, I saw a number of people that were against it and for it, and it was like 20 to 1. So what kind of opposition needs to come up? How significant does that opposition, or extensive does that opposition have to be before Democrats wake up and go, okay, obviously the public in Washington does not like this plan?
You know, I don't know that there's a magic number that will get the majority to listen. I think it depends more on who the messengers are and rather than how many there are. Yeah. They tend to listen to other groups, not just working class
ordinary people, like people, right?
Yeah. And I've seen this on lots of other issues too, on Second Amendment rights, where there's undeniable huge opposition, and then they just vote yes anyway, and on it goes. We're likely to see some of that this year.
Yeah.
So I wish I knew there was a magic number so we could aim for it, but I don't think that's what they're listening to.
Yeah, well said, well said. Senator Keith Wagner, Republican state senator from Skagit County, specifically Cedro Woolley. He's been at the forefront of this push to block, stop, have the legislators vote against Senate Bill 5798, which would be a very expensive property tax increase that nobody's going to be able to afford. I think it's going to force a lot of people out of their homes if the majority Democrats in the Olympia legislature go through with this. But this is the reminder for people to be ready next Tuesday. Show up in Olympia Tuesday, April 15th for this property tax protest. I'll keep you updated on that and give you more of the specifics. Senator Wagner, thank you for jumping on with me on the morning ride here.
It's been a great ride, so thanks for having me.
Glad. And I envision that we'll have plenty of reasons to bring you back on here in the last couple of weeks of the legislature, so you might hear from us again asking you to come on and talk, okay?
Okay, my pleasure.
Very good. State Senator Keith Wagner.